I want to talk us through the requirements. I know that this page reads, it's a long read, and there are lots of details to it, but it boils down to a few elements in it. First of all, in terms of participation, your regular participation online in our discussions, in the various forms that that takes, and then in our scheduled gathering days, which are Wednesday and Thursday in October, that I expect you to come to those days and to have your regular participation each week online in our discussions. Please do the readings before you come into the discussions and read carefully, read critically. With each of your readings, I suggest that you ask yourself when you finish, what's the main point of this article or book or chapter or whatever it is that's assigned? And then how is it that the author gets to that point and supports that point with evidence? This is a little different with the biblical text, obviously, and we have exegesis for that. But for Brueggemann, for the various articles that I've assigned for the Cohn and the Levinson books, please read in a way that critically engages and analyzes that material so that you are prepared online and when we meet in the gathering days to say, here's what I think is the main argument, for example, of Levinson's book. Here's the argument in this chapter. Here's the argument in this section. Here's the argument in this paragraph. Here's how Levinson goes about making his argument about this topic, and so on. I have a link to a website from an author or by another scholar who talks about how to engage in this in case you want some pointers on how to improve your reading. But participation, your regular participation, is central to what we're doing. There's a quiz on the syllabus because there's a lot of things here. It's fairly short. It's 12 questions. It's true, false. It's fill in the blanks, things of that nature. You can take it multiple times, but you must pass it in order to continue on with the course. And there is a way for me to check whether or not you've passed it. You'll be scored at the end of each time you take the quiz if you have to take it more than once. We will have two primary discussion pages going throughout the course. One is this thing I'm calling Tell a Friend. And I'm going to ask each of you to provide an initial prompt one time during the quarter to the Tell a Friend discussion, and also to provide the initial prompt one time to the Genesis and the World discussion. But let me say a bit about these. In the Tell a Friend, what I'm asking you to do is to tell us something you're learning each week about the assigned readings. That includes the biblical text and the secondary readings. And so show us, as you, if you're going to make the initial prompt or if you're responding, that you've done the reading, that you can advance our thinking about our larger conversation in the course about the materials for the week, and bring these things to bear, your experience, your reading, your insights to bear on our conversation. In the Tell a Friend discussion, what I'm after is a way for you to start us off for the week by telling us something you've learned from those readings. Show us that you've read the readings. Help us to understand Genesis in a new way, move forward our overall discussion. And I've given you some suggestions about how you might do that. Imagine that you're having coffee with a friend, that you're writing a blog post, that you're writing for the church newsletter, or you know, maybe that newsletter is online. But something where in up to, not over, but up to 500 words, you are conveying something that you're learning for the week in the course. You can refer to prior weeks and what you've learned, that's fine, but bring that to bear on the materials for the week. These initial prompts, and there should be on average three per week. We have 19 people enrolled in the class, the maximum we can have, so occasionally there might be a fourth prompt. But these initial prompts are to be uploaded to the site, to the discussion pages, by Sunday of each week when we're having the telefriend discussion. We don't have them on the weeks that we have exegesis papers due. In the Genesis and the World discussion, this is a different sort of discussion. What I'm looking for here is for us to be aware of the ways in which Genesis and the stories within Genesis are present in the world. We're reading the Cone book to think about the ways that the flood is interpreted over time and in different historical and cultural contexts. The Levinson book will help us think about the ways in which Abraham becomes a foundational character in three different religious traditions. So what I want to do is to take advantage of our online context and to have you think about the ways that Genesis shows up in modern life. I give the example of the Supreme Court case. This summer, I have in week two a couple of links to the whole intelligent design, creation, science debate, and so on. I'm struck by the ways in which our U.S. culture invokes the Bible in various kinds of ways and in various kinds of contexts. The Kentucky County clerk who was jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses in her county in light of the Supreme Court refusing to honor her request that her religious convictions prevented her from doing so, I assume particularly for gay marriage, not for heterosexual marriage. There were protests outside the courthouse referring to Sodom and Gomorrah, and this is clearly a reference not simply to the Bible, but to Genesis. Something like that could be a prompt for Genesis in the World, that discussion. What I want you to do is to identify something that you have found online or that's going on in the world, reference to Genesis, and then annotate that. Give us a short paragraph explaining why what it is, where you found it, why you think it's significant. And then we will have, again, let me back up and say, there will be three, sometimes four, postings, initial prompts in the Genesis and the World discussion. For the rest of us, and this will include actually the initial posters, every week I want responses to these. You don't have to respond to all three or four in each of the discussions. But by Tuesday night of each week, I want you to have read those prompts and pick one and provide a response to it and substantially engage it. And I have some definitions on the website in the course site on Canvas about what I'm looking for in terms of substantial engagement with them. Pick a response in either the pick a initial prompt in either the tell a friend discussion or the Genesis and the World discussion and substantially engage it. If you want to respond to more than one initial prompt, that's fine, but at a minimum, you must respond to one of the initial prompts by Tuesday evening. We will have a rather large discussion going on by Wednesday morning, and I'm asking you to enter back into the discussion, read these postings, and to post in the other discussion. So if on Tuesday you pick a prompt in the tell a friend discussion, make sure by Thursday you have picked a prompt and a discussion in the Genesis and the World discussion page to make you to jump into the conversation. You don't have to respond to everything, obviously, but I'd rather see you engaging in a substantial way, in a significant way, in these discussions than try to talk about everything. The second discussions are Thursdays, Thursday evening at 11:45 Mountain Time. So as you can see, there's a certain rhythm I've built into the class. There is an assignment due Tuesday. There's an assignment due Thursday. If you are writing one of the initial prompts, that's due on Sunday of the week in which we're going to talk about it. So tell a friend and Genesis and the World. We have another discussion line for our discussion series going that will simply be graded complete or incomplete, you know, whether you've participated or not, where we're going to work on our exegesis and exegetical skills. And I have divided people up into groups. And so each week you should be able to go into this exegesis discussion. And if Canvas is working right, you'll just have your group to, there that appears for you. And you'll go into that, read the pericope. Pericope is a fancy way of saying the passage. Read the pericope. And I have some guiding questions there in each session that I'm trying to help us develop exegetical skills or to improve our exegetical skills. Read these passages carefully. Read them slowly. Read them a couple, three, four, five times. Begin to note details and so on, words where you have questions or comments or ideas, and so on. And what I have done with these guiding questions over these five assignments is to walk us through careful reading of the biblical texts in order to get to, here's an argument I would make about this passage, this pericope, and here's how I would make it. Because that's developing the skills of close reading, of exegesis, of reading the biblical text in a critical way. And since in our programs, this is one of the skills we're seeking to develop, this is a way to do it. Again, this is because, or let me say, this is because this is a depth class. I don't assume you have a lot of background in exegesis. Some of you have more than others. Some of you may find this repetitive or it's not new to you. But for all of us, we are continually trying to improve our skills at reading the biblical text closely. So use that, and you can talk back and forth to each other, pardon me, in these Google Docs. You can highlight a word or a phrase or a verse and then make a comment about it. There's documentation on the Google Docs page for how to do that. If you need further help, please contact IT and they can help you with this. We have gathering days on Wednesday, the 14th of October in the afternoon, and Thursday, the 15th of October in the morning. These are required sessions for everyone. And so I expect you to be in attendance and to be ready to participate, having read all the materials for the day. There will be two exegesis papers, both fairly short, something like 3 to 4 pages, 1,000 to 1,200 words. We will talk more about these. Or I will talk more about them in a recording still to come. Please note the due dates, the 4th of October, which is a Sunday, and the 8th of November, which is also a Sunday. And I have details about this in the syllabus. The other thing that we will do is have student responses to these papers. So it is critical that you get your papers turned in by the due date, because other people will be waiting for those papers in order to fulfill their obligations in the course. And I have some, we'll talk about the responses, but I also have some guidelines for the responses on the website. So that's a fairly quick overview of the requirements. I've tried to be as clear as possible on the Canvas site about these. If you have questions, please contact me. And if we need to, we'll have some sort of a Google chat where everyone can come in and we can talk about this.